Should patients with incurable illnesses be able to end their own lives? 10 states and Washington, D.C. say yes. They've passed medical aid and dying laws. But this year, two states blocked similar bills from passing. Scott Massioni at WYPR in Baltimore reports.
74% of Americans believe terminal patients should have the right to painlessly end their life, according to a recent poll. That trend has persisted for decades. It's not an issue that breaks down along traditional partisan lines, but the practice does tend to garner more support from Democrats. In Maryland, the Democratic Party has a firm grip on the legislature, so it seemed like an issue about bodily autonomy would easily pass this year. A Democratic governor had recently taken over from a Republican. Senate President Bill Ferguson predicted the bill had a solid shot in 2024.
I do expect it to be a topic of important conversation this year. I believe it will pass the Senate, and we'll see what happens.
To qualify under the bill, a person must have only 6 months to live. They must testify they were not coerced and must wait at least 15 days before being prescribed the drugs to end their life. But even with those guardrails, some Democrats ended up voting against it. The Maryland bill failed by a single vote. The failure shows how controversial aid in dying remains and how Democrats are by no means united around the issue. Maryland's about 30% black, and that's reflected in the legislature. Ron Young's a former state senator who supports medical aid in dying.
A lot of the African Americans don't like it. They feel it's against their religion. So when you shave them off of the majority, make it real close.
Reggie Carter's a black Maryland voter.
I'm a Baptist. I don't believe in people killing themselves. Number one rule.
G. Blue's also black. He's Muslim, but supports the idea.
It does go against a lot of religion, but I feel like personal choice is beyond religion sometimes.
Maryland State Senator Malcolm Augustine is black and represents a majority black district. He was one of a handful of Democrats who voted against the bill.
What I was hearing from constituents was that this was a very personal and very difficult policy decision.
And there are other barriers to passage. Lobbying and political donations from religious groups play a role, says Thaddeus Pope, a clinical ethicist at the Mitchell Hamline School of Law.
Traditionally, the Catholic Church has been one of the biggest opponents. They have spent a lot of money in many states opposing this.
That, combined with the sensitivity of the issue, makes passage tough, even if popular support is strong.
The thing about the legislative process is there's so many little gates it has to pass through that the opposition doesn't need to, you know, have all the votes. They just need to be able to block any one of those gates.
In neighboring Delaware, an aid in dying bill also failed this year. The legislature did pass it, but it was vetoed by the Democratic governor. Supporters in both states say they'll keep talking about the issue, hoping more lawmakers become comfortable enough to get it passed. For NPR News, I'm Scott Massioni in Baltimore.
This story comes from NPR's partnership with WYPR and KFF Health News.